Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Amelia sent us a little message.
Right.
She said, my brother just finished his first year teaching kindergarten. He loves being a teacher. But I always hear about all the nutty parents that he has to deal with.
All right.
Maybe you could call him with one of your little phone taps and show him what a nutty parent really sounds like.
Yeah, we'll introduce him to William Hassenpepper.
Oh, wow. He's in virtue.
All right, here's your phone tap.
This is David.
Hi, David. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you. Who is this?
It's William Hassenpepper. The office transferred me to your room. You're the kindergarten teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Great. I have some questions. Our family is moving into the school district this summer, and it looks like my son will be in your classroom next year.
Oh, great. What kind of questions do you have?
Yes, I'm sure you'll start teaching the kids reading and math and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Some early science concepts as well, like weather, animals, basic stuff like that.
Yes. Well, I'm not worried about those. I'm more interested in my son's creative side, and I wanted to make sure that the art curriculum that you have planned is challenging enough.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we do some basic art projects, painting, we're learning about colors, sculpture.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm an art dealer. That's my job. I deal with fine art all day.
All right.
And so, as you can imagine, I have certain expectations for my son that may be higher than the typical parent you deal with.
Well, I understand that, but I try to teach each of my students the same. It doesn't matter what their parents do for a living.
Yeah, I get that. But really, if you have a kid trace his hand on a piece of paper and call it a turkey, that's not really art, don't you think?
Well, actually, that is an art project that I've done with the kids before. They really like creating something like that and decorating their turkey.
Well, when I hear the word art, I think of museums and art galleries. The imagination and craftsmanship that goes into creating a fine work of artistry. Not something where you glue together some popsicle sticks to make a house.
Sir, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but please remember, these are little kids. They're just 5 years old.
Did you know that Monet was experimenting with impressionistic watercolors when he was five?
No, I didn't know that. That's impressive, but
do you think his teacher had him putting cotton balls on construction paper to make a man with a beard?
Sir, I don't know what to tell you. The things you're talking about are the kind of things that kids need to introduce them to different types of art.
No. I've spent my life in galleries and museums, and I have yet to see anything there made with bendable pipe cleaners and Elmer's glue. I want you to start my son on a path of creating museum-quality works of art, and I think he shows real promise, and I can't have him wasting his time gluing toilet paper tubes together to make a cardboard tree.
Well, first, I think your expectations are a little high for a five-year-old. And also, I can't change our curriculum for just one student.
It's not just for one student. I want you to change it for all of them. I'm trying to save these kids from a life of mediocrity. No more popsicle sticks.
Sir, please.
No more cotton balls.
I don't even know who you are. You won't even tell me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name? I didn't tell you that, David.
No, you did.
It's Ben Davis, calling from 99.7 DJX.
What?
Hey, David. Amelia had us call you to celebrate the end of your first school year.
You can't.
William Hassenpepper was crazy, wasn't it?
text from Emily just says,
For real, though, I think they do need to reserve some space in a museum for some popsicle sticks and some cotton ball art.
Art?
Yeah.
From kids.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a character from a certain episode of SpongeBob called Squilliam Fancy Son, and that is the exact voice.
Squilliam Fancy Son. Oh, that's your phone tap. Yes. On 99.7 DJX.